This is your morning team show on WSGW.
Sunny day, sleeping up.
Welcome with Dave and Pat and Charlie. Art Lewis vacationing this week, which reminds me that your host from yesterday for Art Lewis, Larry Rodarte, is once again going to be hosting.
Yeah, great show yesterday.
Did a great job. Looking forward to Larry again for Art to 9 and 10. Pat Johnston doing Focus again for us this morning. Appreciate that.
Yep, no problem.
Michigan History Moment is coming up in just a moment. Can't wait to hear this one. It's titled Resurrectionists. Or body snatchers.
Oh, ooh, spooky.
Okay. Oh. Speaking of a resurrection, that's the word used for this story. I played the Sesame Street theme because of this. So this story just came out yesterday. I never knew this. An episode of Sesame Street reportedly deemed too scary for kids after being aired once was resurrected over the weekend or being posted on YouTube. And it's bringing back childhood memories and even nightmares for some. It was in February 1976 when Margaret Hamilton, Wicked Witch of the West from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right, right.
She did that role on a segment of Sesame Street. I was just watching some of it, and she's in full green makeup and witch garb and everything. She loses her broom and tries to get it back, and I think there's the question of being respectful and nice to get her broom back and things like that, but... Yeah, she was playing it up.
All right.
Yeah, I can see where maybe some kids got a little frightened. Although I did come across a rather amusing moment when Oscar the Grouch pops out of the garbage can and deems her to be the most beautiful thing he's ever seen. And says, of course. I think I'm in love. But anyway, the episode, it was during the seventh season, was called Too Scary for Children after it aired once, and it was never seen again.
Wow.
But apparently, it was archived in the Library of Congress. I don't understand how it got uploaded to YouTube or Reddit, even, it says. In fact, it says the users who uploaded the video were not available for comment, but apparently it's out there.
Okay.
So
I thought you were going to say the episode when Bert is dancing like a pigeon. That one, for some reason, always bothered me a bit. I don't know why. You remember that one? Do you? Anybody?
No. I think I'd have to see it. I think I do recall.
That was a little disturbing. That was like in the early 70s.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, I can envision that. Disturbing.
Apparently, the counting wasn't scary. I mean, Dracula counting was okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
But don't invoke the Wicked Witch of the West.
Cookie Monster.
Monster keyword there. Oscar the Grouch and all his grouchiness, he was okay.
Didn't Mr. Rogers invite her on one time, that actress, and they showed how she got into the garb and all of that?
Funny you say that, because at the very end of the story, it talks about how Mr. Rogers had her on in 1975, a year before.
Okay.
For the sole purpose of showing kids there was nothing to be afraid of.
That was make-believe.
All movies are make-believe, and she was, but when Sesame Street had her on, apparently it was a different story.